USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two branches of the biggest order of Catholic priests today expected to release the names of priests accused of sexually abusing minors. The Midwest and the Maryland provinces of the Jesuits are to release the lists of abusive priests that date back more than 60 years. A Republican senator urging lawmakers to do their best to avoid a government shutdown just before Christmas. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso is the incoming chairman of the Senate's Republican Conference.
I'm working to the effect of keeping the government open. I think that's what the American people expect.
He was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Former FBI Director James Comey will be speaking to GOP lawmakers today behind closed doors, again about his decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for using private email as Secretary of State. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Congressman Adam Schiff says he thinks the United States' response to Russia interfering in the 2016 election has been, in his words, influenced by something. Yesterday on Meet the Press, the California Democrat said he believes policies have been influenced by financial dealings connected to President Trump. Schiff saying he hopes an investigation will determine if it had anything to do with a Trump Tower deal between the president and Russia. California regulators are nixing their plan to tax text messages. The California Public Utilities Commission saying a new FCC ruling reportedly prevented the state from being able to do those taxings. The plan was to add new monthly fees to wireless customer bills in an effort to provide service to low-income and disadvantaged communities. French prosecutors say a fifth person is dead from a mass shooting near a Christmas market in Strasbourg last week. USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The White House calling a death at the border just senseless, USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala who died after journeying across Mexico to illegally enter the U.S. with some 160 migrants likely died of dehydration and septic shock. Deputy White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the girl's death is tragic and could have been prevented.
It's a sad time, but it's also senseless. It's a needless death, and it's 100% preventable. If we could just come together and pass some common sense laws to disincentivize people from coming up from the border.
A Department of Homeland Security says without the life-saving measures undertaken by Border Patrol, the child would have likely died in the desert alone without any medical care whatsoever.
Some concerns about the welfare of a Saturday Night Live cast member proved to be unfounded. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Fans were relieved when comedian Pete Davidson introduced the second musical performance on this week's SNL, a job usually reserved for the show's guest host. But Davidson's appearance capped a day where some feared he was preparing to commit suicide.
Once again, Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus.
After expressing support on social media Saturday for musician Kanye West and a struggle he's had with mental illness, Davidson posted, "I really don't want to be on this earth anymore." Later, he deleted the social media account altogether. A police officer was sent to NBC Studios in Manhattan to check on Davidson, while a company spokesperson apparently told NYPD Davidson was fine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.